Hi, Leo. Me, Daddy. Me, Leo.
Okay, did I ever tell you how lucky you are? When I was quite young and quite small for my size, I met an old man in the desert of Dries, and he sang me a song I will never forget. At least, well, I haven't forgotten it yet.
Be quiet.
He sat in a terrible prickly place.
Be quiet.
Yep. But he sang with a sunny, sweet smile on his face.
Be quiet,
Nate. When you think things are bad, when you feel sour and blue, when you start to get mad, and you should do what I do. Just tell yourself, Ducky, you're really quite lucky. Some people are much more, or ever so much more, oh, much, much, much more unlucky than you. Yeah, hello. Be glad you don't work on the Bungaluk Bridge that they're building across the Boober Bay Bum Ridge. It's a troublesome world, all the people who are in it are troubled with troubles almost every minute. You ought to be thankful a whole heap and lot for the places and people you're lucky or not. Look out, Sam. Just suppose, for example, you lived in Gazit and got caught in the traffic of the Vex Highway 8. Or suppose, just for an instance, you lived in Gazir with your bedroom up there and your bathroom up there.
All the way up to here?
All the way up to there.
You had the magic.
That's a long walk.
All the way to up here, and I need to use the bathroom.
Yeah, well, that would be bad. Suppose.
Why would it be bad?
Because by the time you get there, you might have peed your pants. That's a long ways, huh? Suppose you are poor Herbie Hart, who has taken this thumb diddle do letter apart. He'll never get it together, I'm sure. He'll never know if a gick or a gook fits in the snucks or the snooks or the snoot. Yes, Ducky, you're lucky you're not Herbie Hart, who has taken his thumb diddle beetle or apart. Think they work too hard? Think of poor Ali Sard. He now has to mow the grass in his uncle's backyard. Alright, we'll do another book.
Okay, we'll be cookie. That's what we want.